Jesus said, "I tell you most solemnly, you will be weeping and wailing, while the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. A woman in childbirth suffers because her time has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she forgets the suffering in her joy that a man has been born into the world. So it is with you. You are sad now, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will be full of joy. And that joy no one shall take from you. When that day comes, you will not ask me any questions." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. I have a very bad habit from time to time when discussing change or the nature of things to dismiss a question as being metaphysical, as if metaphysical referred to something unreal, unimportant. That's a very bad thing, because metaphysics, if understood properly, is precisely the study of what is real, what is important. It's the study of being itself. It studies the things which are very obvious. It's because they're so obvious it hardly seems worthwhile studying them at all. Yet it's the obvious truths that matter most, the obvious truths we overlook because they are under our nose. One obvious truth to remember is that things change. Metaphysics studies the fact that things change and applies it to things, applies it to all reality. It's a good practice next time you read an article in the newspapers which may tell us how terrible global warming will be, or radical Islam, whatever we're worrying about, to say those words to yourself: things change. It's a fact that whatever we seek, whatever we think the world is about, it's always changing. And the study of change is really a study of the reality of life. Whenever Andy says to me that transubstantiation, the doctrine of the Eucharist, is very weird, I usually point out that things changing into other things is pretty much what the universe does. It's what it's about. The whole universe is a matter of things changing to other things. Transubstantiation is just one more change. Most remarkable change, very special change, but just one more change for all that. Things change into other things. What's the point of that? Well, things change into other things because something changes them. Behind the changing of things, there is things that do not change. And philosophy, metaphysics, might bring us to the idea of something unchanging, which is the cause of change. But it will never bring us to Christ, never bring us to the power of Christ. It helps to make it a little more clear, a little more obvious why things change and why Christ himself came to change things. But the change itself that Christ brings into the world is a mystery, a wonder. Today is the feast of Athanasius, Saint Athanasius, great theologian who suffered greatly for his beliefs. And Athanasius saw that there were two great obstacles to Christianity. One is the denial that things change at all, to say nothing changes, everything is the same. The other is to think that things change all the time, and as long as they keep changing, that's okay. Athanasius sought something in the middle. He sought change, but change into something. And precisely what he saw in Christ was someone who came into the world to change things. I say this quite clearly, unashamedly, to change things into God, the image of God, by grace, by sharing, quite simply to change humanity into God. I think Athanasius would not regard that as too strong a phrase. God does not change. But we are changed into the image of God. We're changed in a way that means we can share in God's life and the divine nature. Doesn't make us God, doesn't make us stop being creatures. It makes us creatures whose whole point is to be with God. And that wonder is the explanation of everything. It's an explanation that's always happening. just as change is always happening. It's an explanation which is being prepared, being made to happen. It's an explanation of grace. In today's reading, Christ says, your sorrow will turn into joy. That's a great transformation. It doesn't say your sorrow will stop and then joy will come. It says your sorrow will become joy. The wonder of life. The wonder of God's work in this world. A woman in childbirth suffers because her time has come. But when she has given birth, in her joy, she forgets the suffering that the man has been born into the world. Anyone who knows their Bible would know he's speaking of Eve. But also in a strange way, speaking of himself on the cross, he describes his suffering on the cross as giving birth. Eve conceives Cain. And as such, she has joy that even with the loss of God, there is still hope. Hope of something new. I have conceived a man, a human being. I've done something new in this world. I've changed the elements of this world into something new. And yet Cain himself is the first murderer, because change continues. Christ himself came to be the new Abel, greater than Abel, and came to make the changes of the world have purpose, have meaning and direction. Where are we going? What are we becoming? Why are we alive? Just to become as God is. Just to become something new, inconceivable, unthought of. Something beyond our mind, our heart, our spirit. Things change and God changes them. We are changed into something we cannot conceive. With Athanasius and all those who still ask questions in this life have taught us to hope for, to believe in, to trust in, and to have even now some joy in what is to come.